Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. 5:33 a.m. South African time on this beautiful, mashallah, last Sunday in the month of Ramadan. My beloved, wonderful listeners of Radio Al Ansar International. Our beloved, wonderful listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Yes, today is the 24th of Ramadan, 1444. Tonight, of course, will be an odd night. Tonight will be the 25th night of Ramadan tonight, inshallah. My beloved, wonderful listeners of Nuru Suhoor. Remember, our WhatsApp number is 084-786-3132. International overseas listeners, plus 2-784-786-3132. Let's welcome our beloved, honorable, respected Fadilatul Ustad Hazrat Maulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Hafidhahullah. Ustad, it's a beautiful Sunday morning. Welcome to the Q&A. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, brother Junaid Khan and brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li swadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana. Innaka antal alimul hakim. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today we focus on chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, verses 88 to verse number 92. Thus far we did that Almighty Allah mentioned to us. The first time the brothers came to Egypt, there were 10 of them. Binyamin was there with Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam, Benjamin with Jacob, peace be upon him. The second time, 11 brothers. And now the third time, 9 brothers are going to go. And the father is crying, weeping, and remember became blind, and complaining to Almighty Allah, and says, go back and look, remember, Yusuf alayhi salatu salam, you will find him. So this is what happens. Now, the 9 brothers left Canaan, Palestine, and there the situation, the condition, the drought is getting from bad to worse, conditions are getting worse. And there in Egypt, things are blooming and flourishing. So now, this is the discussion between the 9 and Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Chapter 12, verse 88. Falamma dakhalu alayhi. Hence, when they entered on him, so it means now the 9 brothers, they came there to him, to Joseph, to him, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam. Qalu, they said, Ya ayyuhal aziz, O you chief, O you minister, O you prime minister, please. Now, massana wa ahlana durru. It has afflicted us and our families, our wives, our children, and more so our beloved father, Jacob Nabi Yaqub alayhi salatu salam, ad-durru. That is the distress and the drought and the famine. Things have gone very, very bad. Waji'na, and we have come to you. Our economic situation, our social situation is such, we don't even have money, we don't even have goods for bartering, but the little bit we have, we brought it now. Waji'na bi bida'atin mushjatin. In Arabic, the tafsir will read, Waji'na bi bida'atin fasidatin kasidatin. And we have brought to you bibida'a, such money, such goods, that are not in currency, that really it has no value. Imam Ghazali rahimahullah writes in his work, Ahadithi Mujjat. When I quote a hadith, then it is Mujjat. Many a time the scholars of hadith will reject it. So meaning is not up to par on many a time, on many occasions. So now the brothers are pleading. And now they come to that stage for, O Filan al-Kayla, please you. You are such a great person. You are so generous. Despite and notwithstanding the fact that we have brought currency that are outdated, it's like coming to a shop just for our brains and our understanding. You bring monopoly money, you know. So we brought this what we could afford. But we beg you, you must give us our full quota and full ration. And O ruler, watasaddaq alayna, you give us charity also. We are in such dire straits. Imagine what goes through Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam's mind, Joseph's mind. These are the same brothers who dumped me in the well. These are the same brothers who sold me in slavery. These are the same brothers who went to lie to our honorable father and said that, remember, the wolf ate him up and devoured him. All these thoughts went through, but remember, he's thinking of his father. What the stress, what pain, anxiety is going. So, inna Allah yazil mutasaddiqeen. That verily, that Allah will reward those who give the charity. We are begging you. Kaya palat jata hai. Sometime in life, we are in a strong position, and then we make zulam and oppress others. But after some time, Allah changes the status quo. The person you oppress, he becomes more powerful. And now what are you going to do? But this is Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam. When we read this verse, we should be crying. We should be weeping. Oh Allah, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu salam's brothers came with that currency that is outdated and expired. Yet he showed generosity to them. Yet he honored them. Ya Allah, our Ramadan, our Siyam, our Qiyam, our Tilawat. All the things we did are also outdated, expired, Ya Allah. It's not on par. It's not 100% as it's supposed to be. But you are not Yusuf alayhi salam. You are the Khaliq of Yusuf alayhi salam. You are the creator of the entire universe, Ya Allah. Yusuf alayhi salam showed generosity to his brother. You show generosity and mercy and compassion to us, Ya Allah. We beg of you on this Mubarak day of Ramadan, Rabbana taqabbal minna. Ya Allah, all our broken efforts, humble deeds, actions, accept it in your beloved court, Ya Allah, accept it, Ya Allah. So that is how we should understand this incident. He looks at them, but he thinks of his father. He's a Nabi, he's a messenger, selected by Almighty Allah, not elected by people. So he has that akhlaq-e kareema, exalted character. So he asked them now. Now, Moqa-e Shanasi, Mardam Shanasi, you must know on which occasion what to say and how to say it. Call, Joseph speaks. And he asked them one question. Hal alimtum ma fa'altum bi Yusuf? Do you remember what you did to Yusuf? Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam wa akhi and his brother? How you used to oppress them? How you used to hit them? How you treated them so badly? Id antum jahilun, when you were ignorant? Now they look properly. Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu salam in his beautiful, wonderful clothing, and they are coming there as beggars, and they are appealing to him, we will accept even charity. We down and out in dire straits. Qalu a innaka la anta Yusuf. Are you indeed the Yusuf? Definitely you are Yusuf. Qala ana Yusuf. How he must have cried. Yes, I am Yusuf. All the memories flooding back. You threw me in the well. You hit me. You took off my kurta. And you even beat up my brother. Wa hadha akhi. And this is my full brother, Benjamin bin Yamin. Qad manna Allahu alayna. Indeed, Allah Ta'ala He has favored us and showered his bounties and favors upon us. O Ummah and Muslimah, Allah Ta'ala is showering his favors and is recurring upon us. Read this wonderful dua and supplication mentioned in Sunan Nasai. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min zawali ni'matik. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika. O Allah, I seek your protection. Min zawali ni'matik. That you snatch away your bounties from us. Your electricity and energy. Your water. Your the health, honor, the wealth, iman. People are doing all crazy things in different parts of the world. Ya Allah, do not snatch away your bounties that are ever recurring, showering upon us. Now, innahu mayyattaqi wa yasbir. By Allah, the law is this. Whosoever exercises taqwa, piety through Allah consciousness at all times, all places, circumstances, wa yasbir, and he remains there on endurance, with patience. Fa inna Allah la yudhiyu ajra al-muhsinin. Allah will never let the reward of those who fulfill their duty with beauty. Those who fulfill their duty with beauty and sincerity, Allah will never deprive them. Allah will never let their reward go in vain and get wasted. Allah will give them the reward. Yea, in this world the reward we get is bansela and a bonus. Qalu. Now they are 100% guilty. No mitigating circumstances. Now the brothers speak. All 10 of them now. Tallah, we take an oath on Allah. Laqad atharaka Allahu alayna. Indeed, Almighty Allah gave you preference over us. We are the guilty ones. Wa in kunna lakhati'in. And surely we are guilty. We are guilty of major, major crimes, major, major sins. This is akhlaq. This is the noble, sublime, exalted character. Qala tathriba alaykum al-yawm. Go, today there's no blame upon you. Now we have to worry and be concerned. Now that the 12 brothers are all together. But what about father? We have to get father here. Yaghfirullahu lakum. And may Almighty Allah forgive you. Wa huwa arhamur rahimin. And he, Almighty Allah, is the most merciful one to show mercy. How are we going to get father? Inshallah, tomorrow we will discuss that. Great, great lessons for forgiveness. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, during the month of Ramadan, 20th Ramadan, 8th year of the Hijrah, recited the same verse. When the people of Makkah, the polytheists, were begging for clemency, amnesty, and forgiveness, he, the Master, Rahmatulil Alameen, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, told them, Kultu lakum kama qala Yusuf liqwatihi. Today, O mushrikeen, idol worshippers, I tell you what the same words Joseph, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, told his brothers. La tathriba alaykum al-yawm. There's no blame upon you. Go, antumutulaka. I grant you amnesty, asylum, freedom. And that is how 90%, 99% entered into the fold of Islam. Great, great lessons for all of us. Sometime in life, we think we're too powerful, but then we lose everything. So daily ask Allah that Allah Ta'ala keeps his ever-recurring bounties, favors upon us. Let me go around the world, news, views and interviews. Sudan in Khartoum, big, big problems. Remember, you see, when people are hungry for power, so you have an army. So one is the chief and one is the deputy. So the deputy turned against the main chief and now they're fighting. There's several people dead. At the airport also, there is big problems. The planes are there. One Saudi plane was there. So they didn't shoot the plane, but the bullets are flying in different directions. Allah have mercy on them. Germany shuts down its last 3 nuclear plants, so now they don't have nuclear there in Germany. See, in Ecuador, there in South America, you know, there is gang warfare many a time, so 12 people killed there in Ecuador. See now this in India. Now, you just try and understand this. They are bringing in 2 Muslim guys. One guy's name is Atiq and one guy's name is Ashraf Ahmed. They're brothers, right? So they're under police escort, full view of the TV, everything. And the journalists are posing questions. Suddenly 3 guys came, Hindu guys it seems like, and they shot like this Atiq and Ashraf dead in full view of the police, in full view of the TV and everything. So I'm asking you, where's the BJP? Where's Modi and his Hindus, Hitler's Hindus? So remember that these people had some information. So they murdered them, Atiq and Ashraf Ahmed, full view of the world and full view of the police. 15 weeks, the haramis, Israel is going to fall apart, inshallah. That this government of BB and Smotrich and Ben-Gvir, all of them can't do anything. That you will get different amounts, 100,000, more than 100,000 people marching in Tel Aviv and Haifa and so forth and so on. We say, keep the pressure on. We must bring him to his knees, remember that. Saudi Arabia and Yemen, so they are exchange of prisoners of war. So mashallah, at least Yemen has enjoyed some good news. 300 captives or so were reunited with their family after 8 years war and so forth. No benefit. All this was the foolishness of MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan. The police beat up, you must remember, again Israel. There the Israeli police beat up several Christian people because they wanted to enter and participate in the Holy Fire Festival. And you know, so from 10,000, they brought it down to 2,000. So that is what they will do. They'll harm the Muslims and Christians. So if you want that, now we go to Argentina. 104% inflation in Buenos Aires and Argentina. Our minister, if you want to call him a minister, Manteshe says there will be no total blackout in South Africa. Manteshe, must we remind you that we're already sitting on 8 and 7 and that. And there, the prognosis, you know, when the doctors, they speak, they say prognosis. So we're using that word here. So now they are estimating, projecting, prognosing. His prognosis is what? It's going to go to 9 and 10. And you telling us all this, you see? So that is what they did, destroyed everything. And there in Itikweni, where you guys are in Durban, 120 million grand gone missing again. So that's what happens every day almost in South Africa. Millions, billions just disappear and nobody is held accountable. That's the thing. You must remember, show me one senior minister that is put in jail after the Zondo Commission. Show me one big shot that is put in jail. 1-2 billion, how many billion ran down the drain, if you ask me? So absolute hopeless, useless, good for nothing. That is my analysis of the situation. May Almighty Allah have mercy on us. Inshallah, today will be Brother Shafat Ahmed Khan, 7 to 9 and 12 to 1 medical file. 2 to 4, inshallah, this will be the last Sunday with Mona Arafat. Next week, Sunday, we will have with Suleiman Esop, inshallah. And then Hafiz Wadi will come back. So, inshallah, today between 2 and 4, live Q&A on Radio Ansar International, Sirius FM, and Merkaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah Jama'ah, with Mona Arafat and myself, inshallah al-Aziz.
Somebody says, the team at Merkaz, please keep Isi Pingo Beach in your du'as, as a fire broke out last night, burning hundreds of homes in the informal settlement. Ustad.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allah Jalla wa'ala have mercy on those families. Allah Ta'ala have mercy on the people of Spingo Beach, Durban, and all South Africa and the whole world. So the problem is, we don't do anything according to the law. So you must remember that. Now if somebody has to go and ask, how long were these informal settlements? The squatters in simple terms. So how long were they there? So many a time euphemism is used, you know. We don't want to call a thing what it is. We will use some fancy name and all that. So they came there and so forth. And then it just blossomed, it just, you know, they had mushroomed and so forth and so on. And now somebody's fire, somebody's gas tank or whatever, and then hundreds of houses, and so Allah have mercy. And you, the Muslims, this weekend, go and assist them and help them with your lillah, sadaqah, and so forth. Not with zakat and so forth, unless you're sure they are Muslim people also. So always in these kind of cases, read Surah 12, Surah Yusuf, we're just doing it. Surah 12, chapter 12, verse 64, فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظٌ. Allah Jalla Wala is the best protector, and He Almighty Allah is, was, is, will always be the most merciful one to show mercy.
Ustaz, a person receiving zakat Is he or she liable to pay Sadaqatul Fitr, Ustad?
100%, you must remember that. Sadaqatul Fitr, according to Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbali's, is compulsory upon every Muslim person who has qutu yawmin wa laylatin, that's an Arabic term. You have enough food for 24 hours. So once you have food for 24 hours and more, so remember Sadaqatul Fitr, Fitra is compulsory upon you. That is the verdict of majority scholars. Hanafi say once you have 8,000 rand, but not 8,000 rand in cash, in everything that's extra also. Clothing extra, shoes extra, cutlery, crockery extra, everything you add. And there's no need for 1 year and all that to pass on that day there. So 70-80% of the ummah has to pay. And remember, it's only 35 rand, so it's not such a big amount or substantial amount. So everyone should try and pay and give it to people who are really, really poor and needy. So yeah, like now Allah forbid that fire is raging on. So you know there are some Muslim people there. For them, give them zakat, give them fitra and so forth. And the non-Muslims, give them voluntary charity, lillah, normal sadaqah. So yes, help them and assist them as well. That's for the non-Muslims.
Somebody says, Ustad, assalamu alaikum, Mufti Saab, which city is better to live or to study, Dubai or Riyadh? Myself and my sister, we're going to study there. We need your du'as, Ustad.
Remember that when you asked the question, my mind went to Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala an. Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala an, who said, إِنَّ الْأَرْضَ الْمُقَدَّسَ لَا تُقَدِّسُ أَحَدًا إِنَّمَا يُقَدِّسُهُ أَمَلُهُ. Remember the holy lands, whether it is Jerusalem, whether it is Madinah Munawwara, whether it is Makkah Mukarrama, anywhere that is holy, sacred, will not make you a good and pious person. Good and pious person, remember, is your deeds and your actions. So you and your sister are going, Dubai is a disaster. You must remember, everything is legal there. Under the radar, they will tell you there's no prostitution, they will tell you there's no gambling, they will tell you this. But if you have the context, you will find everything, and they turn a blind eye to it. Remember that everybody knows that. So Dubai is a non-starter. Riyadh, no good also. You must remember that. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam refused to make dua for them, so what else is left? Allahumma barik lana fi Shamina wa fi Yamanina, for the Levant, Syria, Palestine, Jordan, all that the Master alayhi salam made dua. He made dua, the Master alayhi salam, for Yemen. One fi Najdina, Najd is Riyadh and these areas. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam refused to make dua and said that hunaka al-fitan or hunaka zalazil wal-fitan. There will be earthquake, earth tremor and fitnas and so forth. The hadith in Bukhari Sharif. So bad choices you have chosen, my brother. I would not advise any of these places there. But the ball is up to you. I can only suggest to you, وَنَصَحْتُ لَكُمْ وَلَكِنْ لَا تُحِبُّونَ النَّاصِحِينَ. Anbiya, messengers, you tell their people, we're giving you sincere advice, but the problem is you don't want to accept and you don't love the advice. So you think you're going to a Muslim country. Nowadays, they got more kufr there than Islam. Both these countries. Saudi Arabia and United Arab Emirates. The rulers, MBS, MBZ, are non-Muslim, murtad 100%. So bad choice, both of them, brother.
I see Jonathan says that, Why can't I find a map of Palestine before 1918 or after 1948? I'm recording you, Ustad Jonathan.
Record me and send it to your grandfather in Israel. You must remember that. So I give you the map. Go to the Quran Sharif, chapter 17 and verse number 1. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks about the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's journey, you must remember. From where? From Makkah Mukarrama to Masjid al-Aqsa. And this is prior to the migration from Makkah Mukarrama to Madinah Munawwara. So we are speaking about, you must remember, during the lifetime of the Prophet, peace be upon him, more than 1400 years ago. So already Palestine, Masjid al-Aqsa, is Muslim, you must remember. The only place where all the prophets and messengers assembled at one time, one place. And Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he made the imamate and led it. Number one. Number two is your Golda Meir. She was holding a Palestinian passport. Go ask her. Go ask her family. She's dead and dispatched to hell. And then third one, go open. You must remember the news that comes from America, and you will see that they got the old, old Bibles there. And in there, you will find the map of Palestine and so forth. So Jonathan, don't come with your Israeli stories. You are a cursed nation, always punished by Almighty Allah. And the only solution for you who are supporting Israel and for Israel is one settler, one bullet. I asked three questions yesterday. Why have you stolen our mosque there in Hebron after your brother Baruch Goldstein, the Zionist terrorist, murdered our people in the mosque? And you still got the gall and audacity to partition the mosque and steal our mosque? Second one, why do you, Jonathan, as a Jutla Harami, you got the right to go settle in Israel? But my brothers who were there and sisters for 1,000 years, they don't have the right. How you reconcile all that? What do you say about stealing the land? Occupation is terrorism. So you are terrorists, 100% terrorists. That's what you Haramis are, you Jutlas. La'anahumullah. Therefore, Allah says He's punishing you and will punish you till day of justice. Chapter 7, verse 167. Now take the recording and send it to your grandfather in Israel.
I got Vishnu. He says, so why does Saudi Arabia need the Indian army's help? AK, Ustad.
They got the Indian army, they got the Pakistani army, everybody they'll keep there. Because the Saudis, if they take them for drills, for practicing all that, the Saudis themselves, I don't say all, but the Vishnu, you know, my style is I expect to speak the truth. That they are the most spoiled brats, you must remember that. They can't exercise, they can't drill, they just love their kahwa, their coffee and their tea, they love their cigarettes and so forth, and therefore you must remember, few of them, they will be able to fight, and majority of them cannot do that. So what they do with their petrol dollars and so forth, they will bring in the Pakistani army, they'll bring in the Indian army, they will bring in the Jutla army also. You must remember that the Jutlas, you see, we have this Thabo Best the story. If you ask me, then this G4 and them, this whole mess in Mangaon, in Bloemfontein, from where he escaped, they must be fired, you must remember. So you will find in Saudi Arabia G4 also running around. I saw myself, so you must remember that. So because they themselves cannot rely on their Saudis, because they're just too lazy, you must remember that. They only good akaluna sharabuna, eat, drink, sleep, and watch the TV and so forth. That's all is their job.
Ustad, one more quickly. Can a mosque that received a lot of rice as zakat sell the rice to pay mosque expenses, Ustad?
How can a mosque receive zakat, first of all? Who's the owner of that? I come and I give you zakat. You must remember. So who's the owner of it? You can't say the mosque is the owner. So that's wrong in itself. You must remember that. For zakat, tamlik, you must remember, you make somebody an owner. Chapter 9, verse number 60, Almighty Allah has mentioned it. So if you mean that you are collecting zakat, the masjid, and then you will give it out to the poor. So obviously now today is Sunday, the rice, the money, all that, go out and start giving to the poor. Hoarding, holding is haram. Some jamaats and organizations, they take the zakat money and then put in the bank and collect interest. Absolutely haram. Some of them take the money and invest it and say, no, we will give the... Absolutely haram, all that. You're receiving zakat in cash or kind from the Muslims, you must disperse of it immediately. All this year, they're keeping it and delaying. There are millions of Muslims suffering. So this today is free day, leisure time. Go use it in the pleasure of Almighty Allah. So that is my advice to you, that go and go give it out, distribute it immediately without any delay.
Ustad, we leave it there, inshallah?
Yes, inshallah, we are finished now for today, and 2 to 4 will be the Q&A with Mawlana Arafat, Atiyah, and myself. Barakallahu fiqh, salamu alaykum, wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.